Our producer, Charles Monroe Kane, listens to a lot of music. If you want to learn about obscure techno or electronica or hip-hop from some country you've barely heard of, he's your guy. But lately, he surprised us all by getting into country music. His favorite of the year, Brandi Clark. At the Country Music Awards, she was nominated for Best New Artist, and she won Song of the Year. Charles talked with Brandi Clark from her studio in Nashville, and this was in the midst of the presidential election, when everyone was trying to understand the poor white American vote. In her latest album, Big Day in a Small Town, Brandi has something to say about it.
You know, for me, I sat down, I have a screened-in back porch where I live, and I have a record player out there, which is great, and I played your entire album without stopping. I was by myself, laid down, had some cocktails, sat there by myself, and I was really struck about women. True tales of the idea of what it's like to be a woman, not a woman who's in conflict with a man or who wants to get a man back or who's smashing up a pickup truck. She's pissed off at a man. But the voices of real women, that to me was unique.
Wow. Well, I guess that means there's a lane for it then, you know?
Yeah,
I think what happens to me a lot is when I play live, and it's always the highest compliment, is a woman or multiple women will come up to me and say, wow, how did you get a hold of my diary? And that makes me feel good, because even though those stories maybe aren't being heard, it doesn't mean they're not happening and that they don't need to be told and heard. And for them to be heard, they have to be told first. And so I'm trying to tell those stories for those people who aren't singers and writers. That's not their gift. You know, they're getting through life doing something else, but they like to turn on music and feel like somebody understands them.
You know, these women on your albums, you know, the bored housewife getting high, a jilted lover, the aging homecoming queen, the hairdresser, which I found amazing, you know, the woman with, you know, three kids and no husband. Do you know these women?
A lot of them. You know, you mentioned the hairdresser. My hairdresser's named Sherry, and she was sort of the inspiration for the beginning of that song Soap Opera, because she knows more about me than almost anybody. You know, your hairdresser's sort of like your therapist in that you can tell them a lot of things. And three kids, no husband, I think everybody knows that person. And that song in particular, that hits people a lot harder than I ever really thought it would. I underestimated the power in that song. And
when she smokes the cigarette on the porch, when she has a moment break in that song, I cried first time I heard it, because I totally get it. You know, I can imagine what that moment is like for her. You know, I'm married and I'm stressed out, and I'm trying to help my kids with their homework and all these things. And I'm like, my God, I only have two kids. She has three and she's on her own. And I just think about her smoking that cigarette. I feel for her. Can you play that one for us?
You bet. I'd love
to.
She's got three kids, no husband, and she's 2 weeks late on last month's rent. She's waiting on the child support, and he keeps swearing that it's coming, but if she knows him, she knows where it went. And that pile of bills ain't gonna pay themselves. It's been a 40-hour week, and it's only Tuesday, and there's homework and dinner to make. Somebody wants a lullaby, somebody wants a different channel, somebody's dealing with their first heartbreak, and the dishes in the sink ain't gonna wash themselves. She lights a cigarette out on the balcony. When she gets a couple minutes to herself, there's how you plan it out and how it turns out to be. And a broken home, it ain't no fairy tale. She's got three. She knows damn well she don't make the best cup of coffee, but she's quick with a smile and good with names. And those lunches
scratch tickets ain't gonna tip themselves. She smokes a cigarette out by the loading dock and tries not to pick the polish off her nails. She thinks about a guy who's been coming in a lot. She starts to dream and then she stops herself. She's got three kids, no husband, so she's a mom and a dad and a taxi driver. When the baby's sick, she's an up all nighter, a hand and a shoulder and a referee, a real life hero if you ask me, 'cause those kids ain't gonna raise themselves.
Wow, that song is incredible. Three kids and no husband. How do you relate to that song?
I grew up, probably most people would consider it poor. I didn't, because I didn't know any different. We always had whatever we needed. My brother and I and my parents really sacrificed a lot to make sure we also had what we wanted. And so I didn't grow up around anybody who had money. Everybody was sort of in the same boat. And so there wasn't a class system in that way in my hometown. When I moved to Nashville, I definitely saw, oh, wow, there are some people who grew up in mansions as opposed to, you know, like a mobile home. When I write or sing about that, it's not because I think, oh, it'd be cool to write a song about people who are living week to week, you know? I mean, that's still me in a lot of ways. And so I understand that struggle.
When you travel around and sing in these places and go back to your hometown, what do you see?
Well, you know, it does feel like sometimes that, you know, small town America is really struggling, you know, financially. I don't think they're struggling otherwise. I mean, I think small towns will always be the heartbeat of this country. I just think whenever there's a recession or, you know, something that hits our country, I feel like small towns get hit the hardest because it's a lot of mom and pop sort of places. And sometimes those things just don't survive.
Some would say that white working class towns like Morton or where I'm from, they're not going to recover. Like, they're done. Do you feel when you're sometimes you're writing these songs, you know, I know that songwriting is to heal and to express and to share, but do you ever feel like sometimes you're documenting something with this album, like documenting the end of something?
Oh, wow, I hope not. I hope I'm just documenting a time in history. I personally don't think small towns will ever die. I think that, you know, I see my hometown, I see a lot of people that I grew up with that are now the adults in the community and have kids that go to the school. And I think as long as there are people who stick around, small towns will be around. They oftentimes have to drive a couple hours to find work,
right?
Which isn't easy. But I think there's a lot of pride in small town America. And so for that reason, I think small town America will live on. I hope I'm not documenting the end of it. That would be very sad. You know, I think that it's one of the great, like I said, I feel like it's the heartbeat of our country.
Hey, you know, we've had such a deep, heavy interview, which is great. And I think it's really beautiful, but you have such great songs that made me laugh so hard out loud. Do you mind ending with us with a song with a chuckle?
we'll leave you with something lighthearted.
All right, thank you.
One, two, three.
When you broke my heart, I wanted to cut the brake line on your four-wheel drive and poison your Pabst Blue Ribbon. When you drug my name all through the mud, I was dying to do the same, but I held my tongue, 'cause that ain't Christian. And you might be laughing now, but what goes around comes around. So I hope you have a daughter, and I hope that she's a fox. Daddy's a little girl, just as sweet as she is hot. And she can't help but love them boys who love to love and leave them girls just like a father. Yeah, karma's a bitch. So I hope you have a daughter.
This is Brandi Clark playing for Charles Monroe Kane in a Nashville studio. She and guitar player Miles Aubrey recorded four tracks for us from her new album, Big Day in a Small Town.